The Kobe Bryant sexual assault case ignited controversy among defenders of the First Amendment today. The judge in the case, Frederick Gannett, issued an order saying that reporters who identified the accuser may be barred from the courtroom. The Los Angeles Lakers star is accused of sexually assaulting a woman last month at a resort in Edwards, Colorado. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
In a story that doesn't hurt for sordid details, things have gotten uglier. A high school graduate named Katie Lovell found her picture posted on the internet, wrongly identified as the alleged victims. She appeared on Good Morning America with her attorney, Sienna Lauren.
That's Katie. That's her persona. And it was stolen. She's been violated in the worst of ways.
The alleged victim may feel there are worse ways. You can find her purported phone number and email address on the internet. A talk show host in California has gone on the air with her name. In the wake of this, Judge Gannett issued an order warning reporters against revealing the alleged victim's identity. He said he wanted to prevent the contamination of the jury pool.
I can certainly understand the judge's frustration in a high-profile case in not wanting speculative details, in some cases including even the names of the victims.
Joshua Marquis is a member of the board of directors of the National District Attorneys Association. He says he can't comment on this case in particular, but he believes at this moment there's an enormous public appetite for the details of celebrities in the courtroom.
It creates problems. I mean, as a prosecutor, you don't want people talking about the case outside of the courtroom. You want them talking about the case inside the courtroom.
But lawyer Floyd Abrams, an expert on the First Amendment, says people have a constitutional right to talk about just about anything they want.
My view is that the judge is not permitted to sanction the press for doing something which is entirely legal and fully protected by the First Amendment. And that is mentioning her name or showing her picture.
In some ways, Abrams says, the judge's ruling is largely symbolic. Most mainstream news organizations will not use the names or images of alleged victims of sexual assault. But that's an internal ethical decision, Abrams says.
If they decide not to publish names, that's one thing. But once a judge starts saying you may not do it, then the whole constellation changes. Once you start saying you can't tell the truth about that, you can't mention that, you're not allowed to, you might go to jail if you mention the name of a witness, then we are on a genuine and very troubling, slippery constitutional slope.
In the past, civil cases have been brought against news organizations for publishing the names of rape victims. Marquis says that's because of issues of privacy.
And I think there's a point at which the public's right to know crashes up against victims' rights, which I think most states and certainly this country has acknowledged do exist. There are such things as victims' rights.
But Floyd Abrams says when external pressures factor into a trial, such as the celebrity of the defendant, it's more important than ever to be rigorous about the law. So far, no one has challenged Judge Gannett's decision. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.